You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Yup, it's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
And I'm Chantal.
Okay, y'all.
How are you guys?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm doing all right. It's summertime. It's hot everywhere in the world.
Everywhere.
People in the UK and melting. I don't know. Like, it's just.
Yes, I saw that.
It's hot. It's hot. Welcome to summer. All right, y'all. Should we get into some news stories?
Let's do it. Okay. Have you guys heard of the Little Miss meme?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is everywhere. Trending everywhere. And this is fully taken over social media. What started as a book series from a British author and illustrator, Roger Hargreaves, now is trending everywhere. Mm. For context, guys, Little Miss hashtag has over 65 million views.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And I looked at that this morning, so imagine how many it has right now.
And it just became a thing like a week ago.
Literally. And let's simplify this for anyone who hasn't heard of it. Basically, think of a colorful cartoon drawing described with your red flags, insecurities, and calling yourself out and being like Little Miss or Mister. So let me give you an example of ones I've posted.
Okay.
I'm calling myself out here. Little Miss asks for advice, but never takes it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Little Miss, what time were you born? Because I guarantee if anyone's spoken to me, I've asked your astrology sign.
That is a very Steph question.
Some favorites that I've also seen that I didn't post was Little Miss, study abroad is my personality. Little Miss, I'm not like other girls.
Okay.
Mister, I was going to go pro, but I hurt my knee.
Oh, that's a good
classic
one.
Mister, obsessed with his hometown. That one hits hard. Oh, like,
yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
I don't want to know. Yeah.
But stuff like that, you describe yourself with this colorful illustration that someone made a long time ago, but it's just trending now.
That is crazy.
I love that it calls you out in a fun, just exciting way. I used to read the Little Miss books. Like, I used to have posters in my room, so I saw this trending and was like, I am loving this.
I also did, like, when I was a kid. Mm. And now to see it kind of flip to, you know, Gen Z perfection, calling yourself out is amazing. Because you really get to share on your story being like, okay, well, here's a little bit about me.
Right. Yep.
Yep. But that's basically the trend, guys. It's pretty cool.
What would your Little Miss be?
I don't know. I'd probably be like, Little Mister Don't Got Time, because I never got time for anything.
I have one for a while.
I'm always busy. Okay, hit me.
Mister, I really want to go party, but then won't leave my house.
Very true. That's Mister, amazing, like, invite me, but I'm probably not going to come.
Literally, like, Mister, invite me, but I'm not coming.
But still won't be invited, though.
I will
though.
Not invite Wild to something. He'll be like, what?
Why was I not invited?
I guess you're not coming.
Chantal, what would your little miss thingy be?
Little Miss, I have too much social anxiety, but will smile through everything so no one can notice.
You do smile a lot.
Okay.
Smiling through a panic attack. Yeah.
And that's why she's always smiling.
Yes. Okay, I love it.
Okay.
We've called ourselves out this morning.
I know. I like it.
Chantal, what story do you have?
Well, this involves a former TikTok royalty it couple.
A favorite kind.
As we all know, Charli D'Amelio and Chase Hudson, formerly known as Lil Huddy. He is now just Huddy. They used to be a thing. They were on and off. There's a lot of drama. And I believe they were last linked together last, like, October or November. Mm-hmm. She's moved on happily with Landon Barker. They're adorable. She gushed about him on the red carpet. They're so cute. Yeah. And they posted a lot of nice content together. And we thought the drama between her and her ex stopped, but it did not. So this is wild. I finally used it. But this week we saw Huddy posted a 15-second preview of his upcoming song. It is called, let me read it out, All the Things I Hate About You. And it seemingly takes aim at his ex. The lyrics, I will read them out poetically to you. Sorry, dramatically.
So this is aimed at Charli.
Well, he hasn't explicitly said so, but it seems like it is, because the lyrics are, ooh, stabbed me in the back like nothing. Never even saw this coming. I watched you making it public. Lights, camera, fuck it. You're a showstopper, bad liar, homie hopper, and drama starter. And the homie hopper is what's got people talking, because apparently Landon and Huddy.
And Huddy.
Are or used to be friends. So and everyone in the comments is like, oh my gosh.
Mm. And while he hasn't explicitly stated that the song is about his ex,
it's given Charli.
Mm. alleged, given
it's
allegedly about a past relationship.
Yeah.
That may be someone we know.
And like the mention of it being public, the mention of the homie happened, like it is probably about
like those
her.
References that may be about a particular situation. She probably are.
Because like who else has he dated publicly or slash?
Well, that's the thing.
Who's a public? Yeah. But no, it's
making it obvious a little bit. Allegedly.
Okay, how we feel about this? Because I'm honestly not mad. This is like a typical thing. I thought all artists did this. Taylor Swift? Who else?
I feel like they dated so long ago that him making a song about it is just a little bit petty. Because she seems happy. Landon seems happy. Move on.
That's probably why.
It wasn't
why.
So long ago. It was like, what, last year?
It's like 6-ish, 7. Well, now it's 8 months ago. End of last year.
That was yesterday.
Year.
You know me. Yeah. Like, move on.
I'm sitting here heartbroken for years.
I'm on that trip.
Yeah, right. I'm like,
of people.
My ex-boyfriends are watching this like, that is not true. No, but actually, I do think it's, I mean, he's really coming for, that was not a light, subtle thing in his lyrics.
No, it was a dig.
And I will say though, the tune, it slaps. It's very much giving.
It is.
She goes, kind of a bop.
Like, it is a bop. Like, it's very much giving Paramore meets Fallout Boy. Like, it's songs I used to listen to.
Yes,
I'm glad that's coming back.
Yeah, right? So, like, the sound is cool. I'm excited to hear the full thing. I really hope it's not leading into any form of slut shaming. I really hope it's about, like, him and his pain and, like, reacting to seeing his ex happily move on. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the release. Let's see what drama. I'm just also excited for the tea that it starts.
Do y'all think Landon's going to drop a diss track now?
100%.
I mean, maybe
he's
it's a
literally
behind
the studio
he, like
right
in
now.
The house with Travis.
100%. Like. Yep. Okay, Wild, what story do you have?
All right, y'all. So I know a lot of people have been kind of salty with Instagram lately because of it seemingly copying TikTok's algorithm, methodology, process, platform situation because of the Instagram Reels. Everybody's like, use Instagram Reels. Every time you go on Instagram, they're like, you can get a Reel bonus. I never get the bonus. But basically, Instagram is now essentially, or it appears to be, kind of transforming itself into almost like a TikTok-y platform. Mm. It got kind of crazy last week, though, because Kim Kardashian as well as Kylie Jenner, the sisters actually came out and they basically posted this message to their Instagram stories that said, make Instagram Instagram again. Which is like, it seems like screwed up because they are two of the most followed people on the platform. So for them to come out and be like, make Instagram Instagram again, it kind of like sparked this explosion of people that are now signing this change.org petition to make Instagram Instagram. First of all, they make a petition for everything, y'all. But there is now a petition to essentially make Instagram or attempt to make Instagram revert back to like the photo sharing platform that it used to be. Do you guys care enough? I think it kind of works itself out. It's Instagram.
Listen, if you're going to try and be like TikTok, stop posting TikToks from 6 months ago on Reels and expecting me to like go to the platform and like care. I do think they're really, really trying hard. I mean, as you guys know, on Instagram, it is square. It's been square. Mm-hmm. It's been known as square. Mm-hmm. Now they're doing the vertical kind of platform. I mean, not platform, but
the vertical dimension.
The vertical look, right?
Yeah.
Like TikTok.
Right.
We don't need that.
We don't need
I
that.
Go to TikTok for that.
All right,
so
well,
stop trying to be something.
Well, Adam Mizzouri, he heard your complaint.
My
he
friend.
Heard he got Kim and
he called me last night.
And he basically said, deal with it. No, he didn't say deal with it, but he said he needs to be honest. He does believe that more and more of Instagram is going to become video over time. Adam went on to say that the app will continue to support photos, but they are essentially trying to move away from just being a photo sharing app. So deal with it.
It's so embarrassing.
I feel like Instagram, when they had Instagram stories, kind of killed Snapchat for a lot of people.
100%.
And I think that the fear is that Instagram Reels is going to kill TikTok
it
for
won't.
Some other people.
I agree. I really don't think. I don't think it will either.
Well, and I hate when I go to someone's, no offense if anyone does this, when you go to someone's account and they only have Reels because they want to be seen.
I do hate that. Yeah,
if you
I
post a photo on Instagram, no one's going to see it. Mm-hmm. So don't even post.
Very true. I posted a photo this weekend.
If they want us to use the platform, make it Instagram because that's what people are coming mm-hmm. to for.
And even on like your like Instagram grid or thingies, it's mm-hmm. like reels.
Every second.
Reels from strangers I don't even know. Like, I don't even know this person. It's reels. It's
real
city.
I might as well exit the app and go to TikTok, mm-hmm. right?
No, I'm absolutely, when I want that kind of content, I go to TikTok. Because as Steph said, I then see like 3-month-old TikToks on Reels. Right. And I'm like, well, what's the point of seeing this?
And I think it's also, it's not just the Reels. It's kind of like their algorithm, a lot of the changes that have been made to the app in the last, you know, couple of months. So it just seems like it's changing.
Right, because on TikTok, you have your For You page. I don't know anyone on my For You page. That's the point.
That's the right,
but
yeah.
Like you said, you uploaded a photo this weekend. I didn't see it, and I follow
exactly,
you.
Right.
So I would love to see my friend's photos on Instagram, not some, that's just not
some
the platform.
Some random content from a random person. I don't know. More what the story is.
Hot take Instagram, stay in your lane. Yep.
We want to share photos and have them be seen.
Yeah. Also, can we get back chronological order while we're running off demands? What else do we want from Instagram? I kind of also liked when you could see what your followers liked. I remember that from back
who
in the day.
Most recently followed. Because I need to see who my crush recently liked on there. 100%.
I got a creep and I got a creep well.
You're so right.
That gave me too much anxiety. That was not my thing.
I do like the hiding of likes though.
Yes.
Because it does give me that freedom of like, oh no, is no one going to like this photo? Because I was not one of those people that got a bunch of likes.
Right.
So
right,
this is like good for me.
Okay.
No, I did like that too. It puts more fun and creativity. I can post whatever I want without being like, oh my goodness, but like if it only gets like a certain amount of likes, like it's gonna look like no one cares.
I'm the type of person that gets like 300 likes. I'm like, oh, what the heck?
I do like watch. Like I'll wait to see how many likes I get.
See, you do care. Really? So it takes that pressure off.
I don't care as much as I used to, but every once in a while I'll be like, let me see how many likes I got. It doesn't alter whether I delete it. I'm like, it still stays, but
I have a feeling this post, I'm putting it up. You're gonna, whether you like it or not, it's out there.
Okay,
Chantel, I'm like, I'm ugly. Let me delete it.
I wish I could be like that. I'm just not. So I do like the hide like feature.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
All right, that was a good one. I'm like, I'm worked up.
Jeez. We are all worked up over Instagram.
We have a super, super exciting interview this week, guys.
Speaking of a platform that does it right is Twitter. They never steer away from like their, you know, Twitter's been Twitter for the past, you know, as long as Twitter's been around. And someone who went viral on Twitter recently is Jack Sweeney. And he is known right now for exposing the celebs, the elites on their flight. He's basically tracking their flights, okay? He's tracking their flights, seeing where they're going. And yes, we could have looked at this before, but he's doing all the work for us, showing us the minutes, how long these flights take, you know, something that would take you 5 minutes to drive. I mean, they're taking the flight too. So really he's exposing these people. And we got to talk to him about all those details. And Elon Musk also casually DM'd him. So we're going to talk about that as well.
Yep. Let's get into it. Yep. It's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
And I'm Chantal.
Today we're here with Jack Sweeney. You may know him as the guy who is exposing every celebrity elite for putting flights on the map, giving us an inside scoop into a world we probably haven't seen before. Mm. Where are these people going? How often? How short? How long these flights are? Thanks for being here, Jack.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I want to start off with where this idea comes from, because to the normal person, I don't think this is a normal thing to have for a hobby.
No, it's definitely like not normal. Yes.
You know, some of my family works in the aviation world, and I knew about all that. And then during COVID, I was bored and fan of Elon Musk, and I thought I'd track him and put it on Twitter, and it just blew up.
Speaking of Elon Musk, he, just to get right into it, he obviously DM'd you about this account that you have. Do you want to take us through that, exactly what happened?
Yeah, so last December, I just get a DM, and it's Elon Musk. You know, he said, "You take this down, it's a security risk." And he's essentially asking how it worked, because he did not seem to have any knowledge on how plane tracking worked. And after a while, he was like, "How about $5,000 to take it down?" And I was like, "No, you know, you got to do something more than that." And, you know, it's funny because people have been like, you know, this guy is like the number one billionaire, and he's this guy who can put rockets in space. make cars drive themselves, but here he is asking a kid to stop tracking his plane.
And only for $5,000, which is not enough, to be honest. Like, dude.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a bigger offer than that. He was like, $5,000 or nothing.
No, I countered him, and then he said he was thinking about it.
Wait, what was your counter?
$50,000 or a Tesla.
That's still kind of low, though. Like, bro.
I feel like for Elon Musk, that is low. Mm-hmm. I'd be surprised if he didn't, like, if he really wanted the account down, I feel like, here's a Tesla.
Yeah.
So if he basically gave you the Tesla and the $50,000, would you delete it right away? Because basically he doesn't want his info on there.
You know, the funny thing is, he didn't say, you know, everybody's like, delete it. But the funny thing is, he said, he didn't say delete it. He said he wanted the account.
That's interesting.
Why do you think he wanted the account, though? Like, what was he going to do with it?
I don't know. You never know.
Well, so recently, and do you want to ask this or should I?
You can ask it.
So we saw that at the start of the kind of Russian invasion of Ukraine, you started tracking the jets of oligarchs. Was that terrifying? And have you gotten any sort of backlash internationally for doing so?
No, most of the people were supporting me. You know, that one probably blew up quicker than Elon's account. And the only thing that I got was one of the planes. We were kind of like iffy on whether it was an oligarch or not, but whoever was had the account there, like, can you take this this plane off the account? It was like a lawyer or something.
All right. Yeah. So wait, I feel like we need to back up here for a little bit because I don't know. Like, how does the actual trackation happen? Like, how are you tracking these people?
So, you know, just like you listen to AM or FM in the car, all the planes in the world are pretty much required to have what's called ADS-B. So there's like an antenna on the plane and it's putting out these signals and identifier its speed and where it is. And, there's these companies that have receivers all around the world to pick up those signals. And then I get those signals from one of those companies. And I wrote a program to look at the planes I want and to tweet whose plane tweet lands where, whatever, to the various Twitter accounts.
So essentially anyone could do this, or is it you have to have a certain program to do this?
I mean, if you know what you're doing, anybody can technically do it. But, you know,
the thing that you're doing is taking it, putting it on Twitter for like the world to see in a simple form.
And yes.
Okay.
How do you figure out which celebrity owns which jet?
So, I mean, there's different ways with Elon's, it was already known that it was his plane. And you can either like look up the registration and it'll be registered like with Elon. It's registered to a subsidiary of SpaceX. And, like, I actually got the papers and it shows like where Elon signed off on buying the plane. But with other ones, you know, you see the pictures of them walking on or off the plane. Mm. And like with Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner, you know, like their tail numbers are like their birthday, KJ or whatever.
Right. Sometimes the numbers, like, you always put a flight time in addition to distance. Sometimes those numbers don't necessarily, aren't accurate. Why is that, and how do you address
that? The flight time?
Yes.
Or?
Flight time, sorry.
Oh, yeah. So if it says where it's going to and it's, like, arriving in, that is actually someone else's system that I'm getting data from that they're estimating it. But, like, the landing tweet, that's always going to be the time since takeoff. Or till landing, but like the arriving in is just an estimate based off like this other person's system that I
makes sense.
Obviously, yeah. Kylie Jenner was put on the map last week about how short of a flight she took. Is that the shortest flight that you've seen any celeb or elite take?
Well, really, the shortest flight is just like a circle, like with SpaceX aircraft that they use. They've tested like Starlink on the planes and it'll just be a circle taking off and like landing 5 minutes later, like just at the same airport. So I could go around basically.
What other celebs are you tracking currently or your favorites?
You know, there's Drake, of course, with this huge Air Drake plane. Blake Shelton's one of them on there flying around Texas a lot.
Has anyone else other than Elon hit you up being like, yo, bro, stop tracking my plane? Like,
Mark Cuban and Grant Cardone.
Oh, okay.
But none from the celebrity account.
Oh, okay. I mean, Mark. Yeah.
Since Elon is now on, he's on to you now with what you're doing on Twitter. Has he done anything else to make it more difficult for you to find him?
Well, some of them, they use a blocking program that's like a little bit harder to identify the plane, but usually you can still identify it. Kim Kardashian had it for a while, but she doesn't, it's not on anymore.
And you're like, bam, got her. Like, how do you know?
Yeah.
Did you get like an Apple alert or something?
Yeah, you know, she's like, you know, we're going to Camp North or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you can run a query for like what planes flew from this airport to that airport on these days, and then, you know, you can still find it if it's like one of those hidden codes.
I do gotta ask, Jack, do you have any like ethical or moral like dilemmas in regards to like putting out this information at all?
No, not really, because it's already out there. Like, there's these flight tracking websites. I'm just making it easier for people to see.
Making it really accessible, because I follow you, and I just, every time there's a new one, I'm like, oh, cool, that's interesting. And I didn't know before I found your account that this was something I was interested in, but now I am curious. I am so absorbed.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that you are starting your own company. Is this true?
Yeah, you know, it's just like a name to put everything under that I might do, or all kinds of things, you know.
Okay. Is this like in motion? Is this just something you're thinking about?
Just thinking about for right now.
Fair enough. And so kind of on that, is you're in college right now, correct?
Yeah. What's University of Central Florida.
Hey, shout out.
Yeah. What's the 5-10 year plan after this? Or is this very much like, I'm in college, don't ask me, leave me alone?
Yeah, I don't know yet. You know, we'll see where it goes.
So most of us in college, we're like, I don't know.
Me until about like 12 months ago.
There's no one's DMs that I want to see more than yours, quite honestly, right now. You've had crazy offers to take over your Twitter account other than Elon Musk. You've also been offered like full on jobs. Is that true from this whole thing? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, there's like private jet companies that, you know, they were like offered software jobs. But I already do some software work for Uber Jets, and, you know, that's a good company. You know, great stuff to do there.
Yeah. How are you juggling all of this? Like being a student, running the accounts, working part time? Well,
most of the time, you know, the accounts are automated.
He goes to bots.
Yeah. You know, I just have to do fixes or add new planes usually.
So,
go ahead. You can go ahead.
I was going to ask, just why? If that's not a... Why?
Why not?
I mean, an answer. And then, like, one of the things we were like, let's see, like, how much emission or whatever they're using, or was it like, I'm kind of bored, or just like, I got these skills, like what?
Well, it's kind of all of it, you know. It's kind of interesting to see, like, the first off, it's a plane, so like a lot of, you know, it's cool to see.
No, dude, I like planes, yeah, right.
And then when you write the code and then see it work without you having to do anything, it's kind of like fascinating. You're like, hey, that tweet, you know, like I made it do that. And then it's celebrities, so that's even another cool thing. And I'm an IT major, so kind of like all comes together, aviation and IT and all that.
Do you think Elon or anyone that's super elite will try and delete your Twitter account?
I don't, you know, if Elon ended up buying Twitter, which, you know, we don't know now.
Well, but,
you know, if he gets sued or whatever, who knows, because he has all the free speech stuff. So if he tried to delete my account, then people would be like calling him out or whatever.
Is there anything legal that anyone can do to you with this whole thing, or it's just public information and you're just putting it on a Twitter account?
Yeah, it's all public information. I'm just making it more easily accessible.
Yeah. Are you like a big name? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Are you like a big name on campus right now? Are people coming up to you like, you're the jet guy?
See, people know the story, but they don't. Most of them don't know what I look like. Like, you know, they'll see an article name, but there isn't always a picture. But usually if I say, oh, that's me, I tracked Elon and stuff, then they're like, oh, that's you.
Now, I know you mentioned in earlier part of the interview that you have like a family, your family has a career mm-hmm. or history in like the aviation industry. Is that what you're looking to do long term? Or are you just kind of like, oh, I got the skills, I'm going to use them. What is your career goal? Like, is it aviation or is it just some like IT software-ish thing?
Well, I'd like to like do software, aviation stuff, you know, combine them somehow.
Okay, cool.
Kind of to piggyback off of that, with all this attention and followers that you're getting, I mean, people would kill to be like, have these followers. Are you going to make a business out of that somehow or use these followers to your advantage?
So, you know, especially with the Kylie Jenner stuff, you know how like Bill Gates, he offsets all his carbon emissions.
Mm-hmm.
So like, especially with the calculator, what I might do is like try to connect these things and like those who fly can try to offset.
Wow.
And like sell the offsets through connecting these things. So like if a person flies this much, they could pay to have their carbons offset.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is so interesting.
Jack, how long do you have left of school?
I'm just entering my sophomore year.
Okay, I asked that because if 3 years from now Elon hits you up and he's like, "Hey, yo, Jack, it's me. Would you like a job now? Would you take the job then once you graduate?"
Yeah, probably.
I feel like I
don't want that guy working for me.
Well, if he was smart, he would want that guy working for him, right?
Totally.
Agreed. And so it's not at all, because you've gotten job offers, as you mentioned before, but it's not at all an option to be like, all right, I'm going to take a job and not finish school. School is your priority right now.
Yeah. I mean, it was all like little things. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not like major companies.
No, that's fair enough.
So what does Jack do for fun outside of tracking people?
A lot of everything, you know, hanging out with friends, living college life, you know, just at home for the summer right now. Sometimes games on the computer or whatever.
I feel that pretty chill.
Enjoy your college summers while you have them.
Okay, I have a last question. What is one thing that you would want to experience when it comes to the aviation world? Do you want like your own Tesla? Obviously you want your own Tesla because you asked Elon Musk for it, but do you have a big goal? I mean, you clearly have, you're only a sophomore in college and you have basically a full, I mean, influencers would kill for that many followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any goals with that?
Well, I'd like to go on a private jet flight, of course. You know, I've never been on one.
Okay.
Which celebrity's jet, if you could pick, who would you want to ride with?
Probably Elon, of course.
See, after this, he might.
Yeah, I know. We're like, Elon. Yeah. Like, Elon, call our boy. All right, Jack Sweeney. Jack, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jack.
Nice meeting you.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google. And do not forget to subscribe to the TMZ Podcast Network on YouTube.
I don't know why I'm like moving my head back and forth.
Like, why am I not like
the TMZ Podcast Network on YouTube?
Literally, I'm
all right,
so
we're
sorry
out of here.
Talking.
Bye.
Bye.